Okay, members. It is 9 o'clock, and we are going to start our committee hearing. And so the Appropriations Subcommittee on Agricultural Environment and General Government will now come to order. And Michelle, will you please call the roll?
Chair Mayfield?
Here.
Vice Chair Powell?
Here.
Senator Albritton?
Here.
Senator Bean?
Here.
Senator Berman?
Here.
Senator Broxton?
Here.
Senator Hooper?
Here.
Senator Hudson?
Here.
Senator Rodriguez? Senator Stewart? Quorum present.
Great. Thank you, Michelle. And now, if everyone will, anyone wishing to speak, please fill out an appearance card and so we can call you up at the appropriate time. And if you will please silence all your electronic devices. And now, if you'll please stand for the pledge, we'll be led by Senator Hooper. Okay, members, this is really what we come up here for session, and it is the only thing that we are obligated to have done is the budget. So before you today is the subcommittee's recommendation for the fiscal year 2020-2021 for the Agricultural Environment and General Government Appropriation Subcommittee. Our recommended proposal includes a detailed budget spreadsheet and water project list, which you will see that had been put in front of you. Please remember that we budget incrementally, so there is a base budget number that is highlighted section within each department, and we make additions and subtractions from the base budget. So, for example, the beach restoration project, you will see $9.8 million on the spreadsheet, but there's $41.2 million within the base budget that is highlighted. So that would bring the total to $50 million. If you have any detailed questions, please let me and the staff know, and we'll make sure that we get your questions answered. I want to thank our staff. We have probably one of the best staff, and they are up here long hours, and this is just the beginning of the long hours that they're going to stay until the end of session. So I want to personally thank them for their commitment and their time, and they're always available for questions for us, Gino. So you really have a great staff, and we enjoy working with them, as well as the members and all your input that we had through this process. I really appreciate you being open and honest with me, and I hope you feel the same whenever we have our discussion on what projects and what the budget looks like. So with that, I wanted to go ahead and highlight some of the major items included in the recommendation. First, we're going to do issues relating to water quality and protection, which equals $639 million. That exceeds the governor's goal of $625 million. This is made up of the governor's recommended $322 million for Everglades restoration. Spring restoration is $50 million. Alternative water supply is $40 million. $192.6 million for water quality improvements. And that breaks down to $50 million for Lake Okeechobee watershed restoration, $25 million for septic to sewer wastewater programs, $25 million for TMDLs, $25 million for water quality improvements in the North Florida rivers, $25 million for water quality improvements for the Indian River Lagoon, and $10 million for coral reef protection. This also includes $37 million for general water projects. And finally, $30 million to improve water quality and combat harmful algae blooms and resilient coastline, which is a $10.8 million for blue-green algae task force, $5 million for innovative technology, red tide research is $4.2 million, and Florida resilient coastline is $10 million. Other major issues I'd like to highlight is our Florida Forever program. And the Florida Forever program is going to total $125 million. And Senator Stewart was very, very instrumental in talking about the Florida Forever program and getting that number up to the 125. Division, and the breakdown of that is the Division of State Lands is $92 million. Florida Community Trust is $10 million. Rural and Family Lands is $8.7 million. Working Waterfront is $2 million. FERDAC is $12.3 million, in which this fully funds all the local park grant programs that the local community had submitted. That's over 134 projects. And these projects are going to vary from size, and they're throughout the state, and they're extremely important for our local community. Now, within the departments themselves, within the Department of Environmental Protection, beach restoration is $50 million. State park facility improvements, $27 million. Petroleum tank cleanup program is $125 million. Drinking and wastewater revolving loan plan, our programs was $511.6 million. Small grant wastewater treatment grants, small county wastewater treatment plants is $13 million. Small county drinking water grants is $2.4 million. Cleanup of the state fire college is $10 million. And I know that's really dear to Senator Hooper's heart as well. Additional local projects, park projects, total $1.5 million. From there, we'll go to the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, a total of $16.2 million for the Florida Forest Service, which includes $7.3 million for wildfire suppression equipment, which is greatly needed in our panhandle area as they continue to clean up the debris through Michael. The state industrial hemp program will receive 43 positions and $4.5 million to get our hemp industry up and running. Office of Water Policy is 8 positions and $1 million for verification and implementation of the BMPs. And this is something that we had also discussed in our Water Bill 712, that in order for them to do the inspections that they needed additional staff for that. Agricultural education and promotional facilities total $8 million, which is near to Senator Albritton, as well as the citrus protection and research will get $21.8 million, which includes a total of $8 million for applied research and field trials. $3 million of that is coming from the state, and $5 million is coming from through federal funds. And the Department of Citrus, which again is near and dear to all of us as well as Senator Albritton, we are increasing the citrus advertising and promotional campaign to $4.1 million to assist our citrus industry. We also have federal hurricane recovery grants of $18.9 million within our environmental department, and this is our marine fisheries, our debris removal, and our tree industry. And we can really thank Governor DeSantis and President Trump for making sure that we got those federal hurricane dollars in. Within the Department of Financial Services, the Florida POM, which is the next phase of the state's accounting system, replacement is $26.4 million. Fire College and Arson Lab infrastructure is $1.7 million. And local government fire services is $6.4 million. Within the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, 25 positions for hotel and restaurant inspectors within the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. This is something that the department had asked us for. 4 positions of 311,000 specifically related to human trafficking, and 21 positions totaling $1.3 million will help the department reach the statutory requirement that we placed on them of 100% annual inspections of the Florida restaurants, which is very important to our tourism, as well as our keeping our citizens safe. Within the Department of Management Services, the Florida facility pool to repair and maintain our state buildings is $49.5 million. The Florida Holocaust and Slavery Museum, our memorials, is $400,000 each. The private prison facility repairs is $6.3 million, and our E911 routing system is $6 million. And lastly, within the Department of Revenue, we have $31.1 million for the state's physically constrained counties. So that concludes the highlight of our budget, and if there's any questions, we'll be happy to take them. Great. Seeing no questions, is there any discussion, members? Senator Albritton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I think it's appropriate. I think everybody here knows that you've done a lot of work on this budget, and you have simultaneously, I know a little bit about this, some of this budget myself, And I can look at this, and I feel like it's worth saying that I feel like you've done a great job with this.
Thank you.
And you've hit some targets head on, spot on. And this is a great budget. Great work, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Albritton and Senator Stewart.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I also feel the same way, and I'm sure everybody here at this dais feels the same way about the wonderful job you've done. And I want to say I go in her office, and she could be there till 9 o'clock at night. But the other thing is her staff, as she has said, is really one of the best. I mean, we've got the staff up here. They stay up here in the Capitol till midnight. And, you know, I can't say that for myself. So I want to say they've done a wonderful job. And it's not easy juggling all these balls. But I think we all got a little bit of something we asked for. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Stewart. Any other comments, members? Senator Powell, Vice Chair Powell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll just echo the sentiments of my colleagues. I definitely agree with everything that they've said, and thank you for being open and also coming by and seeing us and being available for us. So I do thank you for that, and I appreciate this budget. Thank you,
Vice Chair. Okay, members, seeing no more comments, a motion by Senator Hudson is to allow staff to make technical adjustments without objection. Show that motion adopted. And a motion by Vice Chair Powell to accept the recommendations of the Appropriations Subcommittee on Agricultural Environment and General Government Budget, proviso language and implementing bill. Oh, that's right. Proviso didn't make it in yet. We'll do that. We're going to do that later, so that didn't make it. And that will be, this will be a recommendation to the full Senate Appropriations Committee. And without objection, show that motion adopted. Okay, members, is there any other business before the committee? If not, Senator Albritton moves we adjourn, and without objection, seeing none, show that motion adopted, and we are adjourned.